If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Double Agents.
Now, before we begin, make sure you're up to date on the latest episodes, folks, because there are spoilers ahead.
We are going to get into everything from this week's episode, starting from that early morning surprise challenge to a political play for the ages to that devastating elimination.
And since we're talking politics, we figured we should be talking to the experts. So later in the episode, we will be interviewing none other than Cam and Leroy.
Ah, we've been waiting to get them on the show, so I'm so excited. Anissa, should we get started?
Let's go, babe.
Okay, babe.
All right, Tori. This is our favorite segment, Safe House, where I try and tell what goes on in 36 seconds, and I usually go over time or really suck at it. So I'm going to let you start with this 36-second recap in honor of it being the 36th season.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Nope.
We're going to do it, though. In 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everybody. TJ's at the house. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. That's right. Everybody gets up. They're looking crazy. Corey especially looking crazy. He kind of looking cute, though. We got to give him a little bit of credit where credit is due. Everybody arrives there. They decide that the boys are going to go first. Chivalry isn't dead, ladies and gentlemen. We saw that this episode. They go into volcano, and then what happens? Cam gives Leroy a sandwich. Amazing. After they get there to the volcano, we find out that they get locked in the bottom, and now the girls have to compete. They have to solve a lot of math equations. But let's be real. If I was there, Amber BB, I would be stuck with you, Amber. She's stuck with you, Amber B. Don't worry, girl. Math is not my strong suit either. Then everybody gets back to the house.
No. You're done.
Okay.
Amber B. Amber B.
So hard to do these. Okay, Anissa.
Right.
You ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go!
TJ shows up at the house and he wakes everybody up. Cam does make Leroy a sandwich. The girls decide the guys are going to go because they're taking one partner and not both partners. Then they put the guys underground 500 feet down into a volcano. The girls have to run 5 miles to save the guys and then solve a series of math equations that clearly Tori couldn't do. Then Amber B's stuck there for the whole entire challenge. Oh, poor Fessy. You didn't get to do anything. Nobody cares. Okay. And then you know who wins? My baby Corey and Cam. Killing it. Uh-huh. They get back to the house. They make a deal with Kyle. That doesn't really work out. Then Fessy writes a letter. I don't know why he did that either. Then he reads
dun,
it.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, that was good. You definitely beat me on that one. I give you the win. Ding.
I think it's when I go first, you always out 36 second me.
Yeah, the first person has a
Amber baby. Amber baby. Amber. I also can't talk or do math.
Oh God, that was good. Well, let's just dive right in because I want to talk about the play of the day, the best athletic move, which was Cam cutting the crust.
Making that sandwich.
Cutting the crust for Leroy before he went off into battle.
Yo, baby, you want me to cut this crust for you? No, I'm good, honey.
No, not only did she make the sandwich, she went out and she dominated that challenge. Like, Cam was like,
I mean, she literally was like, Corey, keep up. Corey, come on.
Yeah, like, I want to know.
This is someone who's never played a sport before.
She's just built for this. She's built for it.
It's
built
bizarre.
Different. She's built different. This episode, she dominated this entire season and pretty much every season.
But she dominated this.
Dominated this. It was a Cam victory. I know Corey's like, yeah, I finally feel like we're peaking at the right time. Bro, you're peaking because you've got a good ass partner right now.
Right. Cam has just been on the peak waiting.
Yeah, she She fucking crushed this shit, man. It was amazing. What do you think was the dirtiest deed, though? You know what it was.
Well, I know, too, when Fessy then shit on every single partner while he was stuck down in a volcano not doing shit.
Yeah, that was pretty dirty.
That was a little dirty.
But the dirtiest.
I mean, shaking hands with Kyle and then ultimately throwing his cute little butt in there.
That was hard to watch. And, like, you know, we're going to have the opportunity to talk to Cam and Leroy and really, like, find out more. So I don't want to sit over here and, like, make assumptions before we figure out what really went down. But I can say it was totally hard to watch. That was not the elimination I wanted to see. That broke my heart.
Yeah, but it would have broke my heart, too, to see them throw in Corey, who's been nothing but nice, who's had only his friends lie to him. Like,
yeah. I just think that
Corey's a good dude. I know what they wanted to see. Yeah. And it would have, once again, been great for TV.
Yeah.
But I think that their integrity kind of popped up, too. Like, ooh, do we really want to do this? I also think that, as well as, you know, Cam and Corey have been working together, maybe they want to stick together. And maybe she didn't want to risk losing her partner. But we won't know, like you said, until we talk to them.
Yeah. Well, let's just dive in right to the challenge, because the challenge was called Escape the Volcano. The guys got picked up early. Anissa, we are smarter than them. Because let's be real. If they were going to come pick somebody early, the last time they did that on a challenge for me, they buried my partner. So I know for a fact that the person who doesn't go early is the one doing the work. Like,
yeah, I would have been in that volcano like, come save me.
Yes, same. I would have went. If TJ comes to the house and says, give me a partner, I'm going. Because you're not doing anything. You're waiting for your partner to come. And they probably have to do some strenuous activity, whether it be mentally strenuous or whether it be physically strenuous, to get me out of where I am.
I mean, they said it was 5 miles. Do you think it was 5 miles there and 5 miles back? I think it might have been 5 miles total.
I think it was 5 kilometers. It could have been miles, but in my mind, I'm like, nah, I think it was 5 kilometers.
It didn't look like it was 5 miles.
Then again, they don't show everything. So we're going to have to, like, we're going to have to talk to somebody who was really doing this, and we're going to have that opportunity. So I'm not too worried about it. But can we talk about Amber on this math equation?
Yeah.
Anissa, I know that you're good at math. Okay. So I know that it must have been hard for you to watch that. But I want you to know I felt for Amber being in that moment, because I've been there.
Wait, I mean, it was also hard to watch because she was struggling. It's not because, I mean, listen, just because it's like trivia. We can do it on land and not above water. It's just like math when you're, it's freezing in Iceland. Mind you, it's snowing if no one saw. And she's cold and frazzled and you have to run and you have, you know, Fessy waiting on the other side. I think there was just a lot of pressure and
a lot. Yeah. So, and it was her first season. Like my first season, I remember going up in a final, and this obviously isn't the final, but you're very close to it. I remember going up in a final against people who have done seasons of this, being like, I am the runt of the litter. I am the one that is probably going to come last.
No, Tori, that doesn't help, because on Total Madness, you couldn't do math either. So
but I'm saying, okay, add the not being, I'm saying add both. I'm saying add both. Add the not being able to do math to the fact that you're a rookie, and then you really got a lot of pressure. it's two loads of poo-poo.
Yeah, it is. It is. But listen, you tried, and that's what matters. And Amber, you tried. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. It did look quite difficult, and it looks disheartening. Like, you're sitting there.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone. You know, you just want to be at a part of it. And I know what it feels like, and I'm sure it sucked in that moment. So I feel for you, Amber B. Math is not fun.
Yeah, it's not. But we got to give it up to Cam, because she crushed that. We already talked about this. All of it. We got to talk about it again. She crushed everything. She walked up to that thing. I think she sneezed the equation out, and then she kept going. I didn't understand how it happened so quick. I'm like, she must have tiny bacteria working in her ears, telling her the equation. Like, where do you hire these mathematician bacteria that exist in your brain? I don't know.
She also was working on math a lot this season. I know that we had our little math books and stuff. So her and Leroy were spitting equations left and right. So
she is just locked in.
Yeah, she really is.
Also got to give it up for Nani, because she did really well this challenge.
Yeah, Nani was out.
Nani was gone. Casey was trying to keep up with Nani.
Nani was doing that math too. Shout out to Nani. Way to calculate.
Yeah, girl. Way to
fucking multiply, Nan.
It was awesome. It was. So then we get to all the guys. What do you think about, like, how was that for you watching Fessy talk shit in the in the volcano.
I was like, Fessy, that's why you're sitting there fucking just with your briefcase, chained with nobody on a rock in a volcano. Yeah. That's what you get. Sit there. Talk about everybody help me back. The only challenges you won were with me. Well, the only one you won, like, because I beat you the first one, but was with me. But, you know, it's like instant karma.
Instant karma. That's for sure. Yeah, then we get up to this point now where Cam and Corey have a lot of power. And Kyle's feeling a lot of the heat in that in the house. He knows that the numbers are going towards him. Mm-hmm. Leroy is obviously very paranoid at this point in the game, and he cuts a deal with Kyle. Cam cuts through. She comes and sees this deal, and you can just see that she's kind of uncomfortable during the entire process. Even when he was like, shake my hand, she was like, you could see that she didn't do it right away. Like, she was like, what's going on here? So I think she kind of got thrown into that mess a little bit.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like, everyone's trying to, like, figure out what to do. And then Fessy pulls out this note.
I would like to say that I'm amazing at everything. And I'm sorry that everybody thought that I was being arrogant by saying that. But I really am good. And in order for me to get Casey as a partner, I have to throw myself into elimination and beat everyone.
I think that he was trying to be genuine. I really do. But I think that he doesn't understand how... Like, I think he was trying to come off genuine. That's what I'm saying. He wasn't trying to be genuine. He was trying to appear genuine to people, which is why I think he wanted to write it, because he wrote down, like, the best things to say, even though he didn't read it very well. Like, he just gave everybody compliments on the way out. It was basically,
yeah, but he
like,
could have just said that. He didn't need to write it down.
I know.
You know what? Some people need to write it. You know what? I'll give him. Some people need to write things down. Listen, E for effort, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, A for effort. Whatever.
My thing is, and, like, hear me out with all of this. He decides he wants to throw himself down there because he wants to get Casey as a partner, because Corey did some magician work by convincing him to go into elimination, which was pretty amazing. So Corey feeds his ego. That's exactly how you get Fessy to do what you want him to do, by making him believe it's, number one, his idea, and he's going to look glorified if he does this. So Corey really should get a dirty deed point on this too.
He does.
So he does this, and then he decides that he's going to go fight for Casey. But hold on, can we just backtrack for a second? I'm not saying Casey's not amazing. She is absolutely amazing. But Casey and Amber B, like, neither one of them were stellar at the math. And if you're that person's partner in a final, as long as you're good at math, you'll probably be okay, because you just need one person who's good at math. Fessy claims to be amazing at math. So it's like, why are you worried so bad about being Casey's partner if she wasn't that good at math? I don't know. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Right. I think he thinks, like, just looking at her, she's, you know, thinner and stronger, and, like, she can run, and he, you know, they've done one challenge together before, so clearly she's the best.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? He gets his way. He gets everyone to throw him in, and then obviously we're at the elimination, and, I mean, did you think that Cam was going to throw in Kyle, or did you think she was going to throw in Corey?
I mean, the minute after Cam was like, you know what, Corey did try and look out for my man, I think she was like, this ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's hard to be up there with your partner and to, like, because you feel connected to somebody when you're their partner. You want to root for them. And I think that's something else that the viewers aren't really getting this season, is, like, you hear people talking shit on their partners in interviews and shit like that, but you rarely get that acknowledgement from your partner when you're working with them. And that's why so many people are having problems with Fessy, because he's talking badly about his partners behind their backs. So it's like, when you're with your partner, you do develop this bond with them, and you look at them and you're like, okay, right now you're my other half and we got to figure this shit out.
Right, right. And that's how I wanted to play with every single partner I had. Especially, yeah. I mean, I love Kyle, so, you know, I wanted to play with him because I knew there was no quit in there. As you could see in the hall brawl, ready to go again after a broken finger. I mean,
God, that was so hard to watch.
He gets hurt every time, too. Like, he got hurt before where he tore, like, something in his calf. I mean, the guy doesn't care about his physical well-being, but none of us do. I mean, you've seen it firsthand, like, running into death, knocking on death's door, running into a, you know, pit of fire, breaking something, and then still being like, ah, it's okay, I'll ice it. Like, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
You could tell Kyle really wanted to be a part of it, and that broke my heart. And Fessy was just an animal. So I think maybe we should do a gentle hall brawl, like, you know, with bumpers or something, like bowling for those that aren't like pro bowlers yet. Just put like some, I don't know, maybe wrap them in sumo suits and have them run down a wider hall.
Or we can do a crawl brawl where everybody has to crab crawl through through the hall, and then you don't actually have to kill each other, because I personally, this is the second time we've seen Fessy do a hall brawl. And obviously, I threw him in the first one. I feel really bad about it. But obviously, I don't want to see him in another one, because I don't want to see him hurt anybody. And it's not his fault that he's so big and massive. But, like, it's scary. I don't want to see, like, these guys go up against him and get slaughtered.
Yeah. It's never fun when somebody gets hurt.
No.
It's different if it's, like, a bruise or a bump or a black eye. Like, something you can come back from. But when they're so close to the final.
So close to the final.
I mean, Kyle would have done it with one arm.
God. Yeah. And you know what's so crazy? I'm such a freaking hypocrite. I'm over here saying, like, someone got hurt. And, like, earlier this season, I hurt Liv. And, like, you see that interview of me being like, I don't care. So I, like, the competitive side of me does have no heart. But then, like, obviously watching as a viewer, you can see how hard it is for somebody when you watch it from the overall perspective of everything.
Yeah, well, I watched you cover your face. I mean, we both put our hands up on our heads. Like, I don't know if I really want to watch. Like, I put my hands up on my head just so I could put glasses on. Like blinders for some of it.
Mm-hmm.
See him?
Yeah.
I know no one else can see him, but I'm putting my hands over my eyes when I can, because it is something that you don't – it's just painful. So it's just crazy episode.
Well, Fessy gets what he wants. Unfortunately, he beats Kyle. Shout out to Kyle. We love you. That was so hard to watch, homie. Sending you all the love in the world. Love and healing and thriving. Love, healing, and thriving. And congrats on your new baby. And now we're back at this point where Fessy gets to pick a partner. He picks Casey, what he wanted.
Jizzing in his pants. Full jizz factory. So happy.
I can't.
Leroy chooses Nani, which I think is awesome.
So
and
awesome.
And Leroy just says the sweetest shit. Whether he means it or not, it's just sweet. I think he means it with her.
Definitely.
And then you got CT and Amber B, this brand new team.
We don't know what they're capable of.
And I don't know what to expect from them. So the next episode, being the final, is going to be really, really, really interesting to see how these teams work together, because this is the first time you see three new teams working together somewhere. I mean, Fessy and Casey were together, but that was in that same challenge where you're the reason why I fell too, so... we're going to just knock that one out. But watching these teams, like, really work together and see how they do over probably two gruesome days.
I am so excited for this final. This season has been insane. It was insane to be a part of. It's insane to watch as a viewer. It's amazing. It's so exciting. There's always, like, a left turn somewhere, something you didn't expect. And now we have four teams. All of them got gold skulls, solidified, no more changing partners for now, for what we know, and now everyone's going to the final.
And everybody earned their right to be there, you know, and it is weird watching it as a viewer, but there's some, I can, like, breathe now that I'm not on it and I can watch and just watch these people with, like, oh, my buddies are playing a game still. Like, it's more enjoyable and less stressful to watch it now, so good luck to the final eight, and we'll see how that works out.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into our next segment, because we are so excited for these next guests. We'll be interviewing everyone's favorite couple and favorite badass challengers, Cam and Leroy, right after this short break.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate?
Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
All right, guys, well, we are so excited. We have been waiting for these two to be on the podcast the entire season because they are not only running the show, they are the cutest couple probably to ever grace challenge history. So let's welcome Leroy and Cam. What's up, guys?
Bro.
Hi, friends.
Hi, guys.
How are you guys doing? How are you guys feeling after this last episode? Because, I mean, you guys murdered it. What's going on?
Go ahead, babe.
You go ahead.
I mean, we're going to the final. I'm excited about that. Been working hard all season, even off season to prepare for this moment. So I'm excited, man, for this to be my last season and going to the final, playing such a good game. I'm excited about it.
And Cam, what about you? Because you, I mean, like you dominated that last challenge going into it. So what was it like?
Oh my gosh. Me and Corey killed it. We were just so hyped because I just felt like, okay, the way that these teams are set, I felt so confident, and I feel like you wanna win the last challenge before a final, because I'm just like, okay, all the challenges before this did not matter. We going into this with the right momentum. So Corey and I, we're feeling really good right now.
You give Corey a lot of credit because he sat his ass in that volcano and you were running along. Hold up, me and Anissa were dying because you're the one saying, come on, Corey, keep running. Like, was he slowing down with the run once you guys had your, like, what was going on?
You were like, Corey, this is the final. Think of the final. You're not going to run like that in the final. I'm like, sheesh.
That's just how I am with my partners. And I think, you know, I've had a few partners this season, but I think Corey and I were pretty compatible because he allows me to take the lead. And y'all both know, well, all of y'all know that usually we are playing in a very male dominated game. So you run very few and far in between men that can allow a woman to take the lead. So the fact that Corey was just like, look, here, you do it. You set the pace. You do the puzzle. I'm like, that's all I need. That's all I want to hear. Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone wanted you to lead this season. Yeah. Everyone wanted you to take the lead, to yell at them, to control everything for them. Everybody wanted Cam.
That's what my life is like.
All right. You know, okay.
She takes the lead on everything. It's actually, I love it. I love it as you can take the lead, babe. That's less for me to do. I was chilling like this.
Speaking of the two of you, I love how it starts out. You guys are all romantic in the little hot tub that finally got the temperature right, sitting there giving each other smooches and kind of like reflecting on the season and on your life. What was it like this season to actually like work together and be successful, like politically and athletically?
It felt really good because for me, I started my challenge journey with Leroy right there by my side and with him being my number one supporter, and this is the first time that we met, you know, so it was really cool that I was here with him being his number one supporter for a while. He is on his way out of the game, so everything essentially went in a full circle. You know, we've been through ups, downs, and it's like, what, we made it here. And going into this season, I was the only one that knew that he was retiring. So I'm just like, okay, it's a lot of pressure. You have to win this one. Like, we're going to put our all into this. Like, you know, this is his last season. I'm like, I'm sure that I'll be back, but I wanted him to win even more than myself because I know that he is serious when he says that he isn't going to come back. So I'm like, okay, we have to play smart. We have to work in overtime. And, you know, we're going to do the best move every single time.
I'm happy he's retiring because I was going to come for his ass next time.
Just kidding. I know.
No, I love Leroy. I wanted him to win too. I mean, I, you know, clearly wanted to be there, but you know, Leroy, I've known you for forever and I've always wanted the best. I mean, you've never been an asshole. You've always been like, you know, the funny guy in the house. And people don't even know how funny you are, but like a house without you is a boring house. So I wanted that for you. And you know what I said in the beginning, like, I, you know, I want our people to be in that thing. You did a lot. You really did.
Yeah. And we played. And I'm like, babe, people going to be mad at me when I come back. You got to remember. Nah. So like he was doing things and, you know, going in on people. And I was just like, babe, they not going to forget it when I do. But you won't be like, that's why you're so ruthless.
This is the first season where I actually have some power and control. So even after getting a little taste of that, I really didn't like it to where I had to be all paranoid and make these crazy decisions. You know, even when it shows the thing with Kyle, that never was directed at him personally. I really thought that Corey was trying to play me behind my back because him and Fessy were so close. It was just kind of obvious to me. But yeah, when you have power and you can vote people in or you can sway people's decisions, it isn't a good feeling for me. Some people are okay with that. Some people are okay with lying to people or backstabbing them and saying it's just the game. And it's just like, some of these people I'm kind of close to, you know? So that situation that happened with Kyle, it actually, like, it bothered me. It hurt me because I'm like, damn, man, I don't want this dude to think that I really was trying to play him. Or even with the Corey situation, you know what I mean? Because you build these type of friendships with people on and off the show. So for myself, it's always been very hard for me to do something like that. And then let's say if I was going to decide to stay doing challenges, and it wouldn't be fun for me anymore, because it's just like, now I got to go there. I'm constantly watching my back, or people feel some type of way about me. And if you show them that, that's what you become. You become a person who's a liar, or you become a person who is a backstabber. So this is perfect timing for me to get out of the game. I didn't come into the game thinking I was going to try to stab people in the back or lie to them, but sometimes you get so caught up in whatever is going on to try to get that money. That's what happens. And I don't have to do it no more.
Yeah, I get that. But I also feel like this game, and like we all know, we've all been in it, things move so quickly. So politically, you can make a deal with somebody, and then all of a sudden you'll realize like, oh no, somebody else has had a new conversation here. So the game is evolving so quickly politically. And like, Cam, when you walked over to Leroy and Leroy was like, all right, yeah, you know, shake, it's like crack of dawn. You guys are sitting down there. Everyone's just waking up. You're about to shake his hand. Like, you could see that look on your face. That you were like, what the fuck is going on over here?
Oh,
like,
my God. I remember telling Leroy the night before, you know, because just how I'm like, babe, we need to sleep on this. I need to see what kind of vibe I get in the morning when I wake up. Mind you, the night before, I didn't realize that Corey was in Fessy's ear the entire night, just kind of like really pushing and nudging him to go in. That night before, babe, which also showed in the episode, Casey was also telling Fessy, hey, throw yourself in and come pick me. Just, you know, come get me, which I think almost kind of planted a seed, but he didn't buy it. But Corey is the one that was really like, hey, throw yourself down. You know, you talk big, go do it. So the thing is, sometimes in the challenge house, y'all know, like, things can change within a matter of seconds and minutes. Right. So I slept on it, woke up, and in the morning, he's over there cutting deals without me. And usually we don't cut deals without telling each other. And while he's doing that, I'm talking to Corey, and Corey is like, Cam, I did it. Fessy told me what he's going to, you get what I'm like, Fessy's going to throw himself in. And then I'm just like, what the heck am I walking into? But ultimately, it was anything that was going to keep him out of there, I was willing to do. But if Corey did not do what he did and convince Fessy to make himself the houseboat, I would have absolutely thrown Corey in, because it's like, you might, like, as partners, the only thing you got, like, I will help us get the damn win. Like, just like how I made sure that you were safe, I'll help us do that. That's what I'm here for. But you got to make sure my number one guy, which is Leroy, is also yours. So yeah, he did what he had to do. So it's no way I was going to feel comfortable doing that to Corey. It's no way. Like, he was so proud and happy to tell me, Cam,
yeah,
your Fessy is going to, you know, kid, make it to the house. And I was like, wait, you did what? He's like, yeah, Cam. I was talking to him all night. Like, he was so happy and proud of that moment to tell me. So I'm like, sorry. Like, Kyle has Kyle and Leroy have a different friendship relationship, but Kyle has backstabbed me every single season that I've ever been on with him, all the way back to my first one to the most recent one that I've done with him. So with Kyle, like, I don't owe him any loyalty of anything. It's like, finally got you back. It hurt, didn't it? You know,
yeah.
Like, but so for Kyle, I didn't really, like, I felt bad because I shook on it. But I felt like I was kind of forced to.
Sorry, babe.
Okay. I think you made the right decision in the end. I mean, Corey's a good dude, and I think Corey got the shitty end of the stick friendship wise, and he didn't trust anybody. And I think his way of showing you now that he was partnered with you was like, listen, I'm gonna look out for Leroy, because he didn't want to like shake shit up. He was like, no, Fessy, get your ass down there. You know, and I don't mind that. But for Leroy, I want to know, like, you work with Casey the whole season. You guys have won 5 dailies already. And now she's like, yeah, so Fessy, throw yourself in and pick me. Like,
so I didn't. So did she lose the challenge on purpose? Is the question.
No. Cam killed it, but I've never seen. I mean, Casey could run too. So,
but Casey's bad at math. Wasn't she bad at math on Total Madness? On Total Madness,
always been bad at math. But I feel like in the running part, she could have caught up. Like, she would have been able to catch up to Casey. And I do remember CT before the challenge kept saying, and you know, putting in all the girls' head, it's not a bad thing if you don't win this one. It's not a bad. I'm still up for grabs. So, because if you know when all the girls took off, Amber B was the one that was in front, because all of us, we was just like, look, let's just stay at the same pace. Amber B, she kind of took off sprinting, and then we was just like, okay,
she needed that extra time because she wasn't getting that.
Hold the front door. I'm actually having a fucking moment here. If you're telling me you think Casey threw that, it fucking makes total sense. She probably did.
Yeah, so Fessy could pick her.
Oh,
so
my God!
Yeah, that's they wanted to run it together.
And that's why I was so mad towards the end, because When it all was coming for a circle, I thought that, like, Corey and everybody was on it, right? I'm like, everybody, you know, because I had been winning and everybody was pissed. So I'm thinking, like, damn, man, Casey, because this is my thing. Casey wouldn't even vote for, she's like, she wouldn't vote for Kyle. Somebody, she wouldn't do something. And I was like, I'm like, damn, I've been your partner all season. And
she wouldn't make Kyle the house vote, because we would have thrown Fessy against Kyle.
It would have thrown Fessy in. And I've never known. From what I hear, that I didn't know her and Fessy were that cool. So I was so upset by it. And then I will always see Corey with Fessy, like buddy all season after Nelson left. And I something about it just rubbed me the wrong way. And so I wasn't sure if I could trust him. And so that's why all that came into play. Like, okay, my own partner doesn't want to be with me, because on the run, I caught up to Nani and Kyle. And I was running with the suitcase. If I was running without that suitcase in my hand, I would have caught up to everybody. And I know Casey can run just as fast, because she's proven it.
She's fast as shit. And that was how long was that run?
It was pretty far. But for her not to be able to catch Nani, and I caught Nani.
It was not a bad run. Yeah.
I've never said nothing to Casey about it, because it's just like, I have the ability to say, hey, it's the game. So if she decided at the end she had a better chance to be with Fessy and she had to do that, I mean, it sucked. But I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not sure if that's what happened, but I honestly feel like that's exactly what happened.
Wow. Was it like smuggle run length? I'm trying to imagine this.
Not even.
It was about as far. It was further than what we did for the airplane.
Right. And you guys sprinted that in front of me, Kyle was trying to run with you two. I couldn't even catch up. Like, she's fast too. So,
but Casey definitely, I don't think she putting, even when you look at how all the girls took off, she didn't take off sprinting. Like, she didn't really care about winning that one. And it was shocking to me, because this is the type of game, something that you can't take for granted, which is, and Amber B brings it up a lot, talks about how she misses Darrell, is that chemistry. Mm-hmm. That chemistry is a lot. Like, so I don't think Casey realizes like how good you have it. You know, y'all know each other's strengths, weaknesses. Y'all know how to work as a partnership. That's why
they had the best. I think they had one of the best partnerships there.
They had, Leroy and Casey had some of the best chemistry. And the one time when she was with Fessy, y'all didn't even win. When he had to hold her up.
He had to hold her up.
You didn't
even
win. Y'all did not do good, which means y'all don't have good chemistry. Y'all don't.
I don't know. I would have stuck with Leroy, and it's not because I'm biased, because you're my friend, Leroy, but the way that y'all moved this season was amazing.
Yeah.
To watch that, like, you know, it just kind of worked. Yeah. It worked. Well, you know, there wasn't much thought. It just, you guys were kind of like an autopilot.
Like I said, if that was her intentions deep down, when it was happening, I was pissed about it. Mm-hmm. I was so excited to be choosing Nani, because I was like, if I'm going to go into the final, I'd rather go into the final with somebody who I absolutely trust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when everything started surfacing, where I thought she lost on purpose or whatever, without me even knowing, when I got a chance to pick Nani, I'm like, this is a no-brainer. I get to be with somebody who's my family in the final, regardless of whether we win or lose or not. I was happy with it. So, you know, it sucks to know that now, you know, after watching it and seeing that she would actually say something like that. But, you know, I don't hold it against her.
Yeah. I kind of want to run it back for a second because there's this one moment. We gave Cam the play of the day in the beginning of this episode for making Leroy a sandwich.
Absolutely did, you fucking mathematician. You mathlete.
We gave her the play of the day for obviously mathlete and then also for making Leroy the sandwich before he went off to battle in the
morning. Baby, you want me to cut this crust for you, baby? I'm straight.
Right? It was... so cute, but I got to know,
so many cute moments.
When you guys were there and TJ pulls up to the house early, did you guys think it was going to be the final? Because sometimes that happens.
I was hoping. No, well, I knew it wasn't because CT was rogue, but
true.
I thought it could have possibly been a rogue agent in the final.
You did run up a lot of different scenarios.
You were hoping, and I was just like, I was hoping that Leroy kept that winning streak up because I wanted to keep him out of eliminations. I knew that we would have really had to work to keep him out of there, which we did.
We were
please let this be over. Please.
Yeah. And then when they got to decide which one was going. So obviously the guys decided to go and then the girls ended up being the ones that had to do the work, which can put you in a good spot because you're obviously so strong mathematically and physically. So it actually gave you an upper hand. But what did you think that they were actually going to be the ones doing the work? Or did you have it in the back of your mind it could potentially be us?
Honestly, we didn't even care. All the girls, we just woke up. We were tired. The rest of the girls, they're like, we need to put some makeup on. I wasn't even on. I'm like, I ain't going nowhere. Even if all the girls were, I would have been staying home. Yeah. I think it was actually Leroy and Casey. Leroy, you were going to actually let Casey go down, go with everybody. But at last minute, I think she was just like, all right, I'll just stay with all the girls. It looks like all the guys are leaving and all the girls are staying. But that would have definitely gave whatever guy the upper hand because they would have beat all of us in the running.
In the run. Well, how long did it take you to actually solve those math problems? Because it looked like a second.
Maybe 5 seconds.
Use your fingers or anything else. Just your brain power.
And you know what? I think, I did so good because it was just me individually. I work better alone. I don't work good on teams, partnerships. I do, but I prefer to just work by myself. Like, it's nobody in my ear. I don't got to worry about nothing. It's just let me do my thing. Cool. Yeah. So I think that's why, I've been wanting to work alone for a minute. It didn't take me that long. I was like, bye.
Yeah.
No, it was too set. Cam, I've never seen anything like it. I think you should sign up for a math competition. Someone in Houston.
Overdoing it.
But it could be beginner's math, whatever. Just you are the multiplication. I'm sitting here watching the episode with Tori, that's a fraction. She's like, they're not dividing any. So I'm like, oh, that's what that sign is. Okay. Got it.
Damn.
You know what, Tori? Do better. Come on.
I'm trying. No. That was Anissa. That was me.
I was like, Tori, that's a fraction. I did it in my head. I'm like, that's a fraction. How does the decimal work?
Anissa, they're multiplying.
I was like, oh. I gotta
do better.
Oh, that's God. Yeah, we're taking notes. Every time somebody comes on this podcast, I'm not kidding. We have a book full of notes on how to be better competitors because my ass has been trashed the last two seasons. So since watching that episode, Cam, I have downloaded a math app on my phone since watching that. And I have a picture of you on my wall and I look at it and I do math problems. And that's where I'm at.
This game, it was just y'all social game. Y'all just went in there like, it's trash. We don't need y'all.
I was just so hype. I had somebody, I had my Leroy in the house with me. I had the person that I trusted more than anybody with me. Usually my social game, Leroy will tell you, I never pick a side. I never have an alliance. I'm somewhere in the middle. And it fucks me because people are like, well, I don't know if I could trust her. I'm like, this is my game though. This is how I play. I'm friends with everybody. So when you're friends with everybody, you're fucked. And if you're friends with one person named Tori, you're fucked too. So
listen, I'm a political
there's
layup,
nothing I can do to please everybody. So
this isn't about
I'm going to keep
anymore.
Hanging out with my layup friend.
This isn't about me anymore. We're here to talk to Cam and Leroy. We're not here to talk about
they're much better.
I'm strategically better. Inclined.
Look, I mean, if this wasn't the gold skull type of game, if this specific season wasn't, it would have been a whole different set of finalists because it would have just been like, look, throw all the rookies in.
Yeah.
All the vets, we're going to chill. Like, that's what it would have been. But
totally.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just curious because you guys have such this great dynamic. Obviously, you're both so competitive individually, but at the same time, like, you live with each other now. Like, you have a lot. Do you guys get competitive towards each other? Like, Leroy, when Cam won this last challenge and dominated, is there, like, a part of you that's like, damn, I wish that would have been me out there? Or are you just, like, guys just straight happy for one another?
I mean, I wish it was me because
I did too. I wanted this specific win to be
I wanted to win because I knew that it was gonna be a guy's day. So I'm like, fuck, man, you know, this is, if it was any one of them to win, it should have been this one. But her winning, anytime that Cam is, I think the whole towards the end of the season, as we kept being like first and second place, it was more so like who could get the most daily wins. It's never, but you know, at home there's no we don't compete. I'm like, I want to see you win. And when I come on, I'm always talking about my barber and what I got going on there. She's always talking about her wig company. So I'm like, hey, babe, how's your company doing? Are you winning? So it's not even like friendly competition. Like anything that she's trying to do, I'm 100% in on it. I'm like, all right, I want to make this work just as much as you do. And I think it's vice versa. So like for me as a guy, like you said, it's always been harder, even for myself, I guess. I've never had to take a back seat to a female. I don't know how that may sound. Like in a relationship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta be the dominant one. So with Cam, it's totally different. Like the majority of the time, she's the dominant one.
Go ahead, Cam.
Oh, shit. Get it, Cam.
There are areas where I am, but I'm cool with sharing that space. You know what I'm saying? It's not an issue with me at all. Like, I'm like, even when we go out in public, girls, they be trying to find out where Cam at. People don't care about me no more. They be like, where's Cam?
I love that.
I don't know what that feels like until now.
And when it comes to like winning, our strategy was, all right, so how we wanted to play is I wanted to be the strongest girl in a game, and I wanted one other of the strongest girls in the game, which I want to be his partner, Casey. So you get what I'm saying? So anybody else did not care if they stayed or left. I'm like, I wanted him to have a strong team. I wanted him to have a strong girl to run the finals with. And for me, I'm just like, I don't care. Whatever guy run the final with me, we're good. Cause you know, you're only as strong as your partner, right? So with every daily, like I prefer for him to win because on a guy's day, I didn't want him to be potentially up for grabs to, you know, go back down to the crater. And for girls' day, I didn't want anybody stealing Casey from him.
Right.
So it was beneficial for us both for him to win all those dailies. But sometimes I'd be like, damn, he beat me again.
Yeah.
And again,
I love that.
Again. Yeah, their team was so good. Like, it was not even funny because they had so much chemistry.
Yeah.
It was funny. They were amazing.
Do you guys think coming into the show with such a strong and healthy and powerful relationship that there was like any – did you see like any issues coming up for you two, like being that close and
being with each other? I mean, coming into the game, we had already spoke about like what would happen if one of us was to get mad at each other. Cause you know, couples argue. So we got like code word.
Writing that down. Code words. Code words.
There's a couple times in the house where I pissed her off to where she was like heated. And when his word is thrown out, we know to nip it in the bud right there. Like, all right, it's a wrap. You know, I'll talk to you later and go from there. Cause I don't ever want to be seen, you know, on national TV arguing with her.
Right.
And yeah, it was pretty easy. It was super easy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I relate that to our relationship outside of this. You know, communication is key. You learn communication skills when you're in a challenge with communicating. I mean, you see how the communication was off between Jay and Corey. He's over here sending him signals saying that he's good and he's not. So for us,
right,
the communication, you know, Cam and I, we've been through a whole lot. So coming on to the challenge, it makes it so much, it's easier. It's super easy.
Yeah, one of the healthiest relationships, I would say that code word, like you don't want people, you know, to see you guys fight. I mean, I could see when you guys got a little mad, but like I was there, like you guys handle things really well. So kudos to you guys.
And Leroy didn't get jealous when Cam got stolen so many times. I mean, she was a hot commodity.
Like everybody wanted her. What was that like? I mean, I know there was competition. So you're winning all the dailies and all the men want your woman. So how was that?
I loved it.
Oh, okay.
But she got to keep Casey. That's why. Because he still had a girl.
It's nothing to do with you, Cam. It's all about Casey.
But honestly, in all honesty, I like the fact that like the guys, they could see what I see in her. You know what I mean? She's definitely very smart. She's powerful. She's beautiful. So I'm like, hell yeah. You know, like they just think she's a dope chick all the way around. I think even outside of the game too. So that definitely makes me feel good, but more so because I wanted to keep Casey.
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah. Never, what would you have done if somebody would have been like, I pick Cam. It's not because she's athletic or smart. It's because she's beautiful with a big booty. Like, what would you have done, Lee?
I would have just thrown them in. Okay, cool. Babe, next guy's day, just take it easy.
Just put us in. Yeah.
Okay. Say, I don't care. Can I still stay with Casey?
I'm telling y'all, this man was successful. Casey, can you let your hair down? Casey, no. I don't ever want to leave you. Casey, I'm not running the final with Cam. I want to run it with you. Like, it was dope.
Honesty was awesome.
A distraction, and you know.
Yeah, I genuinely like Casey. Like I said, regardless of whether she told Fessy that or whatever, it doesn't even really matter to me. I felt like our chemistry was working so good. So it was like, why break a good thing up? That's what I was on, you know what I mean? Especially being, I'm this close to the money. I'm like, come on, man, let's just thug this out. We never had no argument. We've been cool. And I could also see it from her perspective. Also, if she was thinking, man, this dude don't never win, I may have better chances with Fessy, you know, and I don't think he's ever won either.
Never won? Yeah, Sorry. You say that word, I get triggered.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit. Yeah, trust me. I know all about
it. Yeah, you guys like were smart from the jump when it came to politics because you decided not to work together as a team. Like you split up, you were with Josh, Cam, and you were with Casey from the jump. So like going into it, like did you ever think about switching back so that you could end up together on the final? Or was it like, nah, we're gonna like divide and conquer and whoever wins this money, like at least someone's bringing it back to the family.
So this is something that we every single week, we talked about it all the time, especially as we approached and got closer to the finals. But how we were looking at it, we were like, or what would y'all think? Like, do we want one shot at $1 million or do we want two shots at $500,000 to take home?
Mm-hmm. That's
it. And so we went with the math. We went with the probability. We would rather, and especially if it's going to be a 4-team final, we want to be on two of those teams, separately, you know, we want a 50% chance of winning and taking something home. Like that's a lot. Nobody goes to the final with a 50% chance of winning.
Right. You guys were really smart about it.
Well, what I know now, I used to tell Cam, I said, babe, because like we would say that we wanted to run together, we want to run separately. I said, babe, why don't you throw yourself into the elimination round and come get me? Because with the girls that was left, there was not a lot of girls there that was going to be Cam with the girls that were left, right? And it's not to speak bad on them like they can't compete, but more than likely, Cam had the highest probability of winning. Right. So my mind is like, look, babe, go in there, go to the last girls elimination, and then just go in there and get me, and then we'll be set. But either way it go, if the only way that was going to actually happen was since the last one was a guys elimination, I would have had to go in there. I was not trying to go in there against Fessy, you know, fucking Hall, bro.
No, why break your back now? You know what I mean?
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, the thing is with Fessy, it's like you and why me and Nani was getting so annoyed is because we were thinking what everybody's thinking. You talk all this talk, here's your opportunity to back it up. You didn't win the last one because Amber couldn't do math. Good. You have the opportunity to compete by yourself, to show everybody what you're made of. Whoop-de-doo, go do it. But instead, you know, we was just kind of annoyed, like you trying to plot and throw Leroy in now, which I get it, but you can't sit here and say you the best without being, you know, willing to go back it up. You don't even want your partner. So,
well, Anissa, Tori, and babe, now I'm turning to the interviewer. How do y'all feel about him throwing himself into elimination, which is ballsy, and then actually winning it and putting up a dominant performance?
Amazing.
I mean, you got to give it to him.
I give him his props. Absolutely. He did
that. I think if it was anything but Hall Brawl, he wouldn't have done it, but.
Anything physical, yes. I think he would have went down because I think he believes that that is his strong suit. But if it was something where you had like two individual things, it would have been a toss up for him. But I can respect the fact as a competitor that he was just, you know, he volunteered to go down there and he won. Good for you.
Yeah, right. And like he was walking around saying that he was the best. So it's like, you got to do it. I mean, I hated watching Kyle go like that. That hurt to watch. That was sad. Like, leaving with his broken finger, like, especially because, like, you know, Kyle does play the kind of game he plays, but, like, the defeat on his face going into that, he knew that that was not going to be – he knew he wasn't going to come out on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
And then him crying, like, I was just like, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. I don't care what kind of game they're playing, you know? It's just – you never want to see people get hurt.
All brawls dangerous.
Because his shit was like
– it was going the opposite way.
It's like, no, I can still go. Cut it off. I'm like, what? Like,
yeah. It was so scary seeing that in person. Like, I couldn't even look at it. I was like, the whole time I was looking away.
Yeah.
It was just not. That's the last thing you want, to see somebody get injured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it ended the way it ended. You know, everyone got their pairs. Fessy and Casey are together now, so we'll see how they ride off into the sunset. Lee, you get to be with Nani, which is obviously epic for you both. Cam, you're with Corey. Mm-hmm. You guys showed how strong you were last episode, and we have no fucking idea what Amber B and CT are about to do, because who would have ever thought that they would have ever been paired up?
Right.
So,
well, how do you feel going into this final? Like, ultimately, end of season thoughts, going into this final, where are both you guys at?
Like, I'm about to win.
Hey,
for real. I just feel like we've had such a perfect we had a perfect game, you know, together with how we just came in, how the way that we got our souls. I feel so confident going into this final with Corey, who's you know, we're the newer generation of the challenge. So I'm just like, okay, like, Corey, we can really make history right here. Like, we can do this, you know? We're both so hungry for that first win. And clearly from this most recent challenge, I see, like, okay, we do have a little bit of chemistry here. You'll let me take the lead, and you know, you'll take it whenever, you know, you want to as well. So we felt confident. And with Leroy and Nani, that was also, it's like full circle. Like, y'all started out together, and like, she's also with him for this last one. So that was, I think that's just also perfect. Like, what?
Yeah, well, it's like a perfect little story. I mean, you were the guru, Cam. Like, called every single thing that happened to the point where I thought you were working for production. You were literally writing the show at that point. I think production was going off of your brain. Like, Cam thought about it. They were like, oh, shit, maybe we should do that. Cam said it. Cam makes sense. She does math problems in 5 seconds. We probably should listen to her. And get this shit together before these kids figure a pattern out, and let's just flip this game on its ass.
Yo, and honestly, I got to give you props too, because once you found out, and this goes a little bit farther back, Cam, but like, once you found out that second team, once there was a, what was that called when they were like a, when two people had to go into a
security breach, girl, security breach.
Thank you. You were like, every time you went into the voting booth, you made sure that you didn't vote with the majority, right? So that way you could avoid that security breach. You
said, yeah.
Like, that shit is so calculated. Yeah. Where the fuck did you write?
And why didn't you tell me about it?
So calculated.
I didn't even know that's what was gonna happen. But I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna vote here just in case they want to say, oh, They also got votes, so I'm just like, yeah, like, this team, y'all damn sure gonna go in.
You're clever.
So if there was a smart.
I didn't even know about that.
You are so young and so smart. I always forget how old you are, because you really do have it together for such a young, wonderful lady. And you guys do really set such a great example of, like, you know, a healthy relationship, a positive relationship, like, what it looks like. I know
But we're not a perfect relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're regular people too. Sometimes people look at us like, oh, y'all are so perfect. Y'all are this. Because y'all just see it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's still healthy.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And you guys still pray. You have your, like, you
pray. We communicate. Yeah. Like,
what'd you make Leroy do in the house?
She cursed me out for not taking out the trash.
No.
She
made me nobody cares about that, Leroy. When she used to make you write down your goals.
Oh. Yeah,
we have so many vision boards.
Yeah, she definitely. I have way more structure in my life now.
See? And that's that's the amazing part.
Listen, this right now, this studio that I'm in right now, she made me write this down. She said, "Listen, what is it that you want to do? How do you want to look?" And I wrote it out, and it all came to fruition. So now, babe, I'm gonna tell you some other stuff that I want to have on the vision board for you to do. See if you can do that.
Okay.
I don't know what that includes. I don't think I want to know.
I don't think it includes the crust. It definitely doesn't include the crust.
I don't think we should put that answer on the air.
So. Oh, man. So, Lee, what are you going to do in retirement now? Like, obviously, unfortunately, you're out of the game, which we all hate because we love seeing you on the show. But you got your studio going on. What else do you want to do?
The next thing is the actual a full shop with people working underneath me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what's next. I'm going to just keep going with it. I mean, it's so many different avenues inside the barber business, so many different things that I could do. So now I just want to keep re-educating myself and just getting as much knowledge as I can. You know, just like the challenge, that's money, but there's also money in what I'm doing. So I'm going to be, you know, whenever I was doing it, when I say that I'm retiring from the shows, because I was always 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Half the time I'm barbering, half the time I'm doing challenges. I want to fully commit to everything that I can offer with barbering and see where that takes me. And, you know, anything else that I could think of, but for now, it's definitely going to be the barber. I love it. I really do. You know, I mean, you see how much I'm cutting hair on the show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's some clean lineups, like the way that you, I mean, it's an art. It is an art. Cause I've seen people give people haircuts and I'm like, are there mirrors where you live? But and your shit is like a straight up barbershop on the show. Like people sit there like it's a Friday,
yep,
and talk shit and talk to you about everything. And then you make these people feel good about themselves. So
yeah.
I'm happy that you got to have, I mean, this was your season. I mean, there was a lot of Lee, there was a lot of Cam, and I'm so happy
this
about it.
Ends perfectly for myself. It really does. Like I am truly happy when I could like look at it for what it is, and everything that I'm about to do now, it couldn't have worked out any better way. So when the people that are listening, when y'all finally see it, just remember me saying that this was an epic ending, I feel like, in my opinion.
And I think that's the most beautiful thing in the world. Like, you got to be happy for people when they can step back from this fucking shit show of a show and be like, I'm good. Like, I got what I needed to get out of it. Yeah. I'm going to grow. My life's going to continue. And this is not the end of me. This is the beginning of the next chapter. So
now I get to watch you guys as fans now, like how the fans sit from their couch and pick us apart. I'm about to be watching.
Hey, don't pick us apart. Shit, he going to call me up like, Niece, why are you and Tori do the same shit you said you wasn't going to do?
So where else can we follow you guys? How else can we support you? Drop some handles on us.
You can support me at roythebarber.com. I got some merch there. You can get your haircut there, do my cameos there.
Yeah.
My IG is Roy Lee the Barber. Everything is Roy Lee the Barber. It's only one. I'm one of a kind. I'm one of one.
Okay.
Not yes, one of one.
For me, I am Cam I Am, and on Patreon, Cam and Lee, and that's Cam with a K. So Cam and Lee. Yeah, just come join our Patreon gang. And yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Can't wait to see these final episodes coming up. Can't wait to see you dominate this final. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having us, ladies.
We're supporting you all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Leroy, you will be missed. I can't believe you're retiring. But maybe you'll come on All Stars one day where we have a lot of fun. We're a little lower to the water in Heights Over Water.
I can't wait to watch that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. You can tear us apart on that one. That one's a good one.
All right.
But you will be missed. We will send you all our love.
Now listen, man. When y'all ever in Houston, stop by, man. Roy Lee's Barber Studio.
Yeah, okay. We'll come get shape ups.
Yep, come get shape ups.
We'll get our back shaved. That's love that.
You feeling freaky? Go down the block.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK.
LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
That was so incredible to hear from Cam and Leroy. I love them so much. But all right, guys, let's get into our next segment, listener transmissions. Anissa, somebody DM'd me. It was Barbara, and she wanted to know. And I love this one because in this episode, we saw that TJ arrives before everyone and wakes them up. So Barbara wrote in, she DM'd me, and she wanted to know, when do the camera guys arrive in the morning?
They arrive before we wake up. Like, I guess I used to wake up at like 6 a.m. and they'd be like asleep on the couch after like boozing all night and watching soccer. So like, remember when we were on Total Madness, we'd come in, they'd be on the couch and like, yeah, the, what was it called again? In the
where the gym was.
Yes. Whatever. Yeah. So yeah, they get in pretty early. It definitely depends if we have a challenge or not, when they should get there. I mean, if the earlier the challenge, the earlier the crew gets there. But usually before breakfast, which is about 8.
I mean, I give them a lot of credit because they're there early, and usually we meander in the morning and try to like avoid getting mic'd up because the camera and mic guys work together hand in hand. Mm-hmm. If nobody knew that, there's always a mic guy with a camera guy to make sure that audio is picked up as well as visual. So in the morning when we wake up, I definitely try to avoid putting my mic on, but it's part of the contract. So we got to get that thing on real quick.
And I literally you run to the kitchen and make coffee and you're like, I won't talk to anyone. I swear to God. They're like, Anissa, you always talk. No, but I mean it this time. I'm not going to talk to anyone. Mind you, I'm like, Tori, so what are we going to do today? Do you want to have a Celsius party?
So good. Shout out to those camera guys. Well, guys, listen, you can send us listener transmissions just like Barbara did. Anissa, where can they send them to you? What is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is, you weirdo. If you want to know what my handle is, it's Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV. On Instagram, I hate you so much because I feel like I was very repetitive because your mm-hmms made me nervous. You can send me a lot of nervous DMs. I will answer them or not, or I'll just look at them and be nervous too. Tori, where could they find you?
Tori mm-hmm. underscore deal on mm-hmm. Instagram. You know I love...
See how nervous you got?
Damn it, Anissa. All right, guys, you can send me also nervous DMs. What makes you nervous? I want to know. Send me a DM on Instagram and let me know. Also, send me some listener transmissions. I'd love to answer your question. Philip and Barbara sent in some great ones, and we'd love to hear from you as well.
So your mom.
Make sure that you watch. It was my mom. Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to Barb.
Make sure that you guys stay up to date and watch the challenge every Wednesday.
And make sure to catch the biggest event in challenge history, the Challenge All-Stars, streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Yes, and we're going to be covering all things All-Stars right after Double Agents ends. We got to root for Anissa, so make sure you stay subscribed. Yes. You don't want to miss a second of the action on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Monday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.